Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here with Texas Governor George W. Bush, Republican candidate for president. We've got time for a few more callers, so let's start right in. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Kimberly Smith. I'm from Athens, Georgia. My question for Mr. Bush is plain and simple. When are y'all going to stop beating around the bush on the drug issue? Did you ever use illegal drugs or not?
You know, I'm getting kind of tired of the same old game. You know what happens. Somebody floats a rumor, and that causes you to ask a question. You just fell for the trap, and I refused to play. When I was young and irresponsible, I behaved young and irresponsibly, and that's all I'm going to say on the issue.
Please, all I want is a simple yes or no answer, and you haven't given me that yet. My question was, have you ever used illegal drugs in your entire life? Yes or no?
As I understand it, if I were to join the FBI, the current form asks the question, did somebody use drugs within the last 7 years? I'll be glad to answer that question, and the answer's no. When I was young and irresponsible, I behaved young and irresponsibly, and that's all I'm going to say on the issue.
Okay, next caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Bob Peterson from Laconia, New Hampshire. Governor Bush, could you please come clean on the embezzlement issue? Have you or have you ever not embezzled funds when you were in the business sector?
Let me just say that when I was a young and irresponsible businessman, I may have behaved young and irresponsibly. If you ask me whether or not I embezzled funds during the last 10 or maybe 8 months when I was a businessman, I'll be glad to answer that question, and the answer is no. And that's all I'm going to say on the issue.
Okay, next caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Tony Ragusa. I'm from Long Island, New York. I don't know if this is too personal a question, but I heard some rumors that you used to beat your wife with a branding iron. Is this true?
Well, Tony, quite frankly, I'm not going to dignify that question with a straight answer. Let me just say, when I was a young and irresponsible husband, I behaved young and irresponsibly. If you ask me whether or not I beat my wife with that old branding iron within the past 2 weeks or so, well, I'll be glad to answer that question, and the answer to that question is no. Should I become president, my pledge to the American people is that I'll uphold the dignity and honor of the office to which I've been elected, and I think I've been saying that all along.
Okay, we've got time for one more call. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Bush? My name's Gilbert Wilson. I don't know where I heard this, man, but I think I heard, like, you were, like, a suspect in an unsolved chainsaw murder back in, like, late 70s in Texas. Like, is this true or what? Did you, like, really kill someone with a chainsaw?
I don't know why everyone's got to keep digging up my past. I don't think the American people want to waste a lot of time on something a man may or may not have done when he was young and irresponsible. If you ask me, did you kill anyone with a chainsaw in the past 22 years, I'll be glad to answer. The answer is no. I don't feel the need to elaborate. Got to be a statute of limitation on a man's past.
Gilbert, did that answer your question for Mr. Bush?
No way, dude. He, like, totally didn't answer my question. Dude, do you, like, just avoid any question you don't want to answer?
Absolutely. Obfuscation. Just like Reagan. Gonna be the next president. You don't gotta live in Egypt to appreciate the beauty of denial. I speak Spanish. Buenos dias. Buenas noches. Whatever.
Looks like we're out of time. This has been Barry Thomas at KCFA Switchboard. Good night.